I gotta show you someone that you remind me of, an actor.
That dude. From Scary Movie.
Bro, Anthony oh my god. Bro. Oh my god.
That's wild. What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
That was another good one. I really like doing that intro. It makes me feel good, bro. How you feeling?
Been sick the last few days, so.
It's just that time of year.
Yeah. Woke up with like a sore throat the last 3 days, so it's been rough, but.
Yeah.
Pushing through it. What have you been up to?
Coaching.
How's that going?
They lost tonight, but.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a good year so far. Like, yeah. Overall, we're a good record. Yeah. Shout out to the guys. They'll probably see this because they found my social media the other day.
Classic.
Yeah, it was great.
We got number 65.
Yeah.
Yo.
We got Kofi. We got Kofi from Who Ate the Internet on today.
What's good?
So, like, you're in the category of people that, like, majority of the guests have been rappers or artists or musicians or somewhat. He's, like, in, like, it's like him, Colton. You know, like they're Erica. Yeah. Like that, he's in that group that don't, like you're in the.
I'm not the weirdo, artist. Man.
Yeah.
I just be here.
Yeah, you would just be chilling.
He just doesn't make music.
Yeah, yeah, just vibing. Yeah.
But what he is into is photography, facts. And videography.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Actually, before we even jump into that, because I only know you just from filming with PJ, right? Or with Kuz, I'm sorry. He got mad at me on the episode that we did with him for calling him that.
Yeah, leap it, I guess. Yeah.
So, anyways, tell me, like, a little bit about, like, your upbringing, like, where you're from, what you did as a kid, like, what were your hobbies? Like, I haven't got to, like, know you on a deeper level just because we've been busy filming, so, like, we haven't actually had the time to, like, talk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, so I came from Rufford at first, moved over to Woodhaven around, like, fifth, sixth grade and stuff like that, and then started going to school there, played football, everything, a little bit of basketball, a little bit of wrestling.
What position were you in football?
Played left tackle.
Okay.
Yeah. Started, did stuff like that. You feel me? Was knocking niggas over.
Did you graduate from Woodhaven?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
2017.
Damn.
Oh, you're 2017?
Yeah.
So you're 20, you're about to be 26?
Nah, I just turned 25.
Oh, okay. You still, like, big into football or no?
I mean, I watch it. I've never really been a big fan of, like, watching and stuff. I'm more so active in playing and sure. Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Is there any sports that you, like, enjoy watching?
Well, I mean, not, like, I enjoy watching football.
No. I don't mean, like, keep up on, I guess. Like,
UFC.
UFC?
Yeah.
We talked about, who was it, RBJ?
Yeah, that was our last episode.
Yeah, we were talking about
talked a lot of combat sports.
Who's your favorite?
What? I was going to ask you, because your episode drops the day of the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Who's your Super Bowl pick? Try and guess it before it comes out.
Do you know the two teams?
No, bro. It's I've the been
Chiefs
kinda
and
out
the Eagles.
Way.
Chiefs and the Eagles.
The Chiefs and the Eagles?
Yeah.
I want the Eagles, because fuck the Chiefs.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I feel. I want the Eagles.
I think it'd be cool for the first three-peat ever, but at the same time, I don't want the Chiefs to win just because I'm sick of the Chiefs, bro.
Yeah,
the media's been, like, going crazy with them.
I'm so bitter because it should have been the Lions. I saw someone on Facebook the other day go on, like, a rant about how it should have been the Lions and was like, we were supposed to have that. It was supposed to be Goff versus Mahomes. It was supposed to be Kelce versus I can't think of our tight end's name right now.
Bro, I was just telling my friend.
Laporta. And then someone goes, we were supposed to have Taylor Swift versus Eminem. And maybe I was dying.
You don't think you think we would have beat the Eagles? I think Saquon might have ran all over our
defense,
dude.
That's what I was worried
about.
To be honest, that's who scared me the most was Philly.
Yeah.
I was worried about them. But Washington made us look like bitches. So.
Anyways, we can go back to the UFC, the combat, whatever question you had for them.
Who's your all-time GOAT? Like, if you had to pick a GOAT in UFC.
John Jones.
Oh, 100%.
John Jones. Easy, bro.
Shout out Dana. I love seeing the memes of Dana White just like, John Jones is the best pound-for-pound fighter.
And then my dude, Islam. That guy's a bear, bro.
Ooh. He just fucked up. It was at the Dome. He versus Sugar Sean, didn't he?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think I'm, yeah, I could be wrong. This could be extremely offensive, because there's, like, a lot of, I don't know what ethnicity he is, but, like, there's a couple of guys that are that in the UFC, and I could be getting them mixed up right now.
Bro. What is he? I was about to say Chaldean, but, he is,
Russian. Is he Russian? Sure, yeah. Okay. But, so, is, I think,
Turkish, I think.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah, this could be bad.
Yeah, we'll get cut. No, I'm just playing. If you could have, like, who's your dream fight, your dream match?
Ooh.
If you could see two dudes go head-to-head all time, who would it be?
Man, honestly, I want to see Mayweather and McGregor fight again.
In the octagon?
Yes.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
I think McGregor's beat.
Again. Floyd would get his ass whipped.
That's crazy.
I think he would.
You think he could handle in the octagon?
I think
in the octagon?
Yeah, bro.
I think Conor would kick him in the face.
Bro, it's you can choose whatever fighting style you want.
That is true.
So you're into boxing too?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Paul brothers? The Paul brothers,
Jake and Logan Paul.
This is a little controversial, but I would say now he's a bit of a fighter. Even Jake, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Even though most of his fights have been rigged.
That's a bold take. I mean, I feel like a lot of people feel that way.
I mean, if you just, like, if you look at him fighting and, like, his skill and stuff like that, like, yeah, he's fighting an old man. But, like, if you look at what he's doing on a regular basis, it's straight. He looks like an all right boxer. We just need to see him fight somebody real.
You can say what up if you want. Vodka. Who ate Cusco in the building? Who ate Cusco in the building? Wait, Cusco. I was going to say John Bones Jones and Anthony Johnson.
Okay.
Because I didn't know this. When he died, Anthony Johnson passed away. It was one of those matches that was, like, supposed to happen that never happened. And, like, I remember John Bones Jones, after one of his fights, said something to him in the crowd, like, well, maybe in the next life or something, like, we'll finally have that match. And then he died, like, 3 months after.
Damn.
It was so weird. And, like,
it's kind of eerie, bro.
Like, there's something – the NBA and the MLB and the NFL and NHL do a very good job of showcasing people when they do pass away. Like, when Bill Walton passed away last year when the Celtics were in the finals, they did a whole thing for him. When Kobe died, obviously. MLB, when Jose Fernandez died, right. or that pitcher from the Dodgers that passed away last year.
Yeah.
They do a great job of showcasing and, like, showing love for that. I feel like the UFC kind of misses the mark a little bit. Because, like, when Kimbo Slice died, they barely did anything. They did, like, one thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, unlike other sports, I mean, this is, like, it's combat, bro. It's
That's
brutal,
true.
You know?
That
like,
is true.
I feel like some of these people, like, they're looked at, they're not looked at in the greatest light. You know?
That's fair. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the NBA, but all the other, they do a great job. Like,
yeah,
100%. Like the NFL, like when DeMar Hamlin, that shit happened, the NFL did a lot of good shit.
Y'all see D-Wade's statue?
Oh, my
God. Did you see D-Wade had cancer?
What?
Yeah, dude, I saw that today.
I take it back. I love D-Wade.
You know, he's my favorite basketball player of all time, bro.
I gotta validate this before I react, because that's
yeah,
wild.
Dude, like 3 years ago or something, he got something removed out of it. Was it his pancreas or something?
So
his kidney. He had cancer. He lost 40% of his kidney, I'm pretty sure, is what it said.
So is he like, are we chilling? Like, is he good?
Yeah,
right
I think
now?
He's good now.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, I guess like he just opened up about it. You didn't know about this? It dropped today.
No idea. It's the first thing that pops up.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade, cancer. So anyway, it says he nearly had half of one of his kidneys removed in 2023, last year.
Yeah.
Oh to get God. Rid of a cancerous mass. That's wild.
Yeah.
I had no idea that happened.
Here I am.
Peace out, all right, my dog. Safe. Y'all be smooth.
I had no idea. That's wild. Shout out D-Wade. D-Wade is the third best shooting guard to ever.
People are saying James Harden now.
And people are fucking stupid. Because D-Wade would have given him buckets. D-Wade would have... James Harden
had people guarding him backwards.
Dwayne Wade would have had a better shot of locking up
James Harden
rather than James Harden locking up prime Dwayne Wade.
You're talking to one of D Wade's biggest
fans. I'm not arguing. I'm saying like, bro, that dude D Wade, like when he was before LeBron got there, when he was leading the league in scoring.
Yeah.
And he was just going to fucking work in Miami. They didn't do well in the playoffs, but neither did Houston before they got CP.
Yeah, but you got to think, though, bro, like, you need those people. Like, he kind of – I feel like he needed LeBron to do what he needed to do.
No, definitely. Like, and, I mean,
he had that one in 06, if we're talking Wade.
I mean, he had Shaq. I mean, he was still Shaq.
D-Wade was
– I know, D-Wade won that. That was his series. But, I mean, Shaq's not there. They don't go that far.
Fair.
Bro, he was that's That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, yeah. But, like, James Harden has had those guys and hasn't got there.
It's fair. It's a valid point.
And, like, also don't guard we're also going to talk about it, like, D-Wade had Shaq and D-Wade had LeBron. And then you could say, like, okay, Bosh, too, if you want. Harden had
I forgot about
Russ. Harden had KD. Harden had CP. Harden had
Paul George and Kawhi.
Paul George, Kawhi, Russ. I mean, Russ again. Yeah. KD again.
Yeah.
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Embiid.
Yeah.
Like MVPs of the league, and still couldn't win it. Like, it's not an argument. Dwayne Wade is one of the most unlucky players to ever play the game, just because he played during the same time Kobe and LeBron did. He's severely underrated because, and probably Carmelo too.
That's a fair point. Because
people love Carmelo. I fuck with Carmelo too, but D-Wade really was that dude. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was going to say his statue was trash. That's what I was going to say.
It's so bad. There's rumors going around that he plays for the other team, if you get what I'm saying.
I mean, Miami.
Yeah, I don't need to touch on that.
It's big.
I don't think we need to touch on that.
I was just there.
You're just in Miami?
Yeah.
I thought you were just in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
well, I'll be traveling a lot.
He's all over the place.
Yeah, right? I was in Miami for Rolling Loud.
Oh, really? How was that?
That shit was straight, bro.
Who's your favorite performer?
Yeah.
My favorite.
Who was like in your? Here's what I'll say. Who was the person that you were looking forward into seeing, and then who was the person that you think had the best set?
I was looking forward to seeing Viz,
and he was awesome.
And I didn't get to see Viz.
Damn.
I was in a Walmart parking lot when I heard him start his set and everything. And so, like, I got to enjoy it from afar.
You just stood on your car?
I wanted to cry.
Just rapping?
No, I was still running out to my car to grab my wallet.
Low key,
hey, that's a memory, though. Like, I was in the Walmart parking lot.
Bro, you know how dope that would be if you lived by there? You know how dope that would be if you lived over there? Like, you don't even have to pay for the tickets. You can just, like, go to the Walmart and just freaking listen to
Bro, it was, like, right across the street from my heart, right?
That's so sick. If you lived over there, like, you just go and just hang out at the Walmart and listen to V's set.
So who had the best set that you saw?
Yeah.
The best set was Travis. By far.
That's valid.
And who let you down the most?
Ooh. I got the answer.
He's Kodak Black.
I was going to say it. I swear to God, that was in my head.
Kodak Black.
Because I saw it, and it was horrible.
Bro.
He's scaring me, bro. It's giving me Liam Payne vibes.
You hear that song with 1900 Rugrat?
Nah, was it good?
You know who that is?
Yeah, I've
Rugrat dude.
Yeah, I've seen him. On
I
Twitter.
Wasn't sure if you heard that verse. We can play it after this or something, but it's relevant right now.
It was so bad.
I mean,
first of all, I don't. What were their names? The
Sniper Gang.
Sniper Gang. He had Sniper
Help
Gang
from
on.
The girlfriend.
Sniper Gang. I'm gonna use the camera audio when she says that too, so it's even louder.
Pick up right there. Yeah. You have to.
But they had Sniper Gang out and. I don't know who they are. I mean, y'all might know who they are.
That's just like his homies, isn't it?
I think it's like his label, you know, like all of his guys, all of his artists and whatnot, you know.
Niggas were buns, bro. And
they always are. Like the pre guys, like the guys that come out before, like if the OVO guys came out before Drake.
I mean, Concrete Boys was cool.
I met
before Yachty.
I was introduced to one of my favorite artists of all time at a Drake opener, bro.
Who was it?
Roy Woods.
I'm not hip.
He's from Canada. He's just some R&B dude. He's
tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But like, like DaBaby, I went to his show, and it was like right when he was popping off, like right before Rockstar dropped. This is like
Roddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right before that. Oh, you were there too, Fillmore. Yeah. Stunna for Vegas opened for him, and they had that like I think his name is Rich Dunk. Or something like that. He had like a stupid hair. Like he had like just like one piece, of, like one dread, just sticking straight up in the air. And it was they were just both terrible. He was so bad. Like
really?
Shout out, bro. shout out to you if you see this.
Not the best performance.
No. It was just I don't know if the Fillmore just didn't work for him or something. DaBaby killed it, obviously, but like those except like Dreamville. Like if Dreamville guys came out before Cole, oh my god!
Yeah, that's probably like the only. I feel like that's the only good lineup.
Probably
guess who opened up for?
Or maybe So Icy Boys too.
Yeah,
guess who opened up for Lil Skies when I went and saw him when like Life of a Dark Rose 2 was up.
Damn, who?
Or no, Life. Why did I say two? It was just Life of a Dark Rose. Why did I say two? Oh. Anyways, guess who was the opener? Hmm. Just guess.
It's got to be someone like in that era, right? Is it Young Pinch?
Just think Detroit.
Fuck, was it? Babyface?
Andre Sada? Drummond. I swear to God.
I got Andre a story Drummond, about bro. Andre Drummond that I can tell. I'm sorry. I got to tell the story. I don't think I've ever told this on this podcast. I'm not going to say the guy's name because, I mean, I've told you this story. But it's a guy in music, and I asked him when I met him for the first time because I was like, bro, like I've listened to a lot of your stuff before I got to meet you and stuff. Is there any time like you've met somebody and you've been like, whoa, like that's kind of wild? And he was like, I went to a Pistons game with my homies, and one of his homies knew Andre Drummond, and Drummond was having a party at his house.
Do you know who Andre Drummond is?
Y'all talking about the basketball player?
Yeah, the Pistons player. Yeah, Pistons center. Yeah, okay. Andre was having a party at his house after the game. So this is, I'll get to that. He goes over to the house, him, another big Detroit rapper. I'm not going to say his name, but it's one of the bigger ones. Andre Drummond and Jeanette McCurdy from iCarly sat outside and smoked a joint.
What?
Because Drummond and her used to date.
She said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, fuck, that's crazy. Like, you smoked weed with Sam from iCarly. That's crazy.
The randomest thing.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever told that on here. So.
Bro was like, I hit this joint, now I'm on the iCarly set.
Bro, in 5, 4. Freddie pops out.
No, I do want to jump into the Who Ate the Internet series.
Oh,
though.
Fuck yeah.
Because you're one of the main characters in that show. I want to know, you know, how your character came about, what you think of the show so far. And what else do I want to know about it? Where you see it, where you want it to go in the future?
How my character came about.
First of all, how do you know Kuz?
How do I know Kuz?
Yeah.
Bro, this goes back a couple of years. Y'all know Dave, right? Wilson?
Dave. Yes. Yes. From Brandon and Sam's party. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
He do music. He go by like Jupiter and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Me and him been friends for a minute. Shout out Dave. Yeah, we've been friends since like high school and stuff like that. And like somewhere like 2018, 2019, he was like, "Hey, bro, my two friends from Flat Rock and stuff like that, trying to chill and everything like that. Let's go over there and everything." And we pull up over to, I think it was Dot's house.
Oh, so it was Dot and Kuz?
It was him. So it was Dot, Kuz, and Juan.
Oh, okay.
So I met both of them at that time. And, like me, Kuz, and Juan kind of hit it off and stuff like that. And kind of from there, it's been.
Just stay boys.
Yeah.
What year is this?
This was, like, 2018.
Oh, wow. Man, okay.
Me and Kuz been, like, we got, like, a 420 tradition and stuff like that.
Damn.
And everything. So, like.
It's bros for life now. Yeah.
So when he asked you to be a part of the show, how did that come about? Or how'd your character come about?
He hit me up one day. He was like, "Hey bro, I got the show and everything I wanna do. Make a character, see what you wanna be, my bad. He said, "Come through. If you have a character, bring it. Write it out and stuff like that." And like I was jumping between like having like an anime nerd or something, bro, because I don't know, I'm not an artist and everything like that. And like he was telling me about it, he was like, "Yeah bro, I got all my friends over here, they all do music, so like they're basing their characters around their artists and stuff."
Yeah.
And then like I knew X and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, he makes music, but he doesn't,
you had
know,
to like somewhere. Find where you fit in.
Yeah,
I get you.
Know,
yeah,
it's funny you say that because I mean I'm assuming Bodyguard was like one of the characters that you were like thinking about doing as well, right?
Yeah,
there's some like parts in the, within the show that you're like doing like anime shit. You know what I'm saying? So like it's kind of cool that you like blended the two.
The Zenden episode. It was Zen's first episode right before he's pulling up. Bro's outside with the samurai, just flinging that bitch.
That's what
around.
I'm saying. Yeah, like you kind of throw a little like
yeah.
Little hints in there.
I'm not going to lie.
It's got the anime.
The episode that you, I think it was this past week, the one that you, it was Frank's trying to get in the studio and you won't let him in. That shit had me fucking dying. Frank trying to juke you to get in. Oh my God. I was dying. Yeah, it was man. So funny. It was
yeah,
so funny.
Yeah, bro. We try, like, I don't really know how the security guard came about. Like, I want to say it was like, I want to say it's inspired by my younger self. I used to kind of be like very fucking aggressive.
Really?
And stuff like that, bro. I fighting all the fucking time.
See, I got stuff. From meeting you just these like few times, like I wouldn't like think that.
Facts.
Yeah, bro. I'm chill as hell.
What made you, what made you chill out?
I don't know.
Getting older?
I mean, sort of, kind of. I guess it's like. Right.
I get you. It makes sense. Like, I get what you're saying.
Is it like you get sick of fighting people, bro? At some point,
were you just whooping everyone's ass, and you're like, bro, I'm getting bored of this.
Bro, this
nah, it wasn't. I definitely won't say I was whooping everybody.
I think that's what John Jones said. Much,
but you said what?
I think that's what John Jones said. That's why you took a couple breaks.
But like, you know, after a while, it's just like, all right, bro, just keep the peace. It's no need.
I'm surprised since you're like into the UFC and stuff. I'm surprised like you didn't like try to. Did you ever do, like, a martial arts or anything?
See,
you like anime, too, so I'm sure this all kind of intertwined somehow together, right?
Yeah,
in the past, I did a little bit of Muay Thai, and then, like, I, like, the katana sword and stuff like that, that's my shinai. I actually used to train at kendo as well, so that's, like sword training.
Oh, a kendo
like
stick?
Yeah.
Bro, they have those in pro wrestling. You know those things.
I saw you with one not too long ago. Or
yeah,
no, it was like on your
that's
Instagram
actually
or something.
Yeah,
it was here. It was here. Yeah, yeah. I saw that too. I was like, bro, it's a kendo. I'm a big pro wrestling guy. So like immediately when I saw a kendo stick, I was like, yo, let's fucking do
low key. I forgot that that's what that was called.
Yeah, kendo.
So,
stick.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's another. Name
I used to know
it.
That as a kid.
Shinai.
Shinai, is that what they? Yeah, because they. So, like, you know how, like, different companies, they can't use the same name. So, like, TNA would always say something different.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck are they? It's a kendo stick. Like, why are they saying something different? Shinai, that's what they were saying.
With your character, where do you see it going? Like, how do you think your character is going to evolve throughout this series?
I want to take it more to be a little more myself with it. I want to get rid of the security jump and then... There's a lot of things that I kind of want to make fun of about myself, and, like, I want to start doing that. I think that's, like, the funniest way to go about things is point fun at yourself, you know?
To be honest, there's a lot of people that have made a lot of fucking money making fun of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I
you
mean?
Know?
Yeah.
Stupid money. What's your favorite episode?
Wait, edited episode or, the like, to film? Look, those are two different types of...
That's fair.
You
what
know
was
what
your
I
favorite
mean?
Episode
like,
to film? First
to film my episode, and that sounds
your
very
intro episode.
Yes, my intro episode.
Okay.
Solely
there's
because
nothing wrong with saying that.
Solely because
about you.
It was. I mean, it wasn't even that. It was like I had an idea for it. I got the writing and everything like that. And I mean, we didn't exactly get to go about it the way I wanted to, but like to see it get like. See it get made. Just to see stuff getting made, dude, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like doing this stuff is because, like...
The creation, like, the process of it.
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's X and Drew Wooten.
What up, X?
Drew Wooten. The mysterious X. man. Never seen this person ever. Yo, this person has been the most absolute impossible person to write for because I've never even
Drew?
Seen his face.
mysterious. Anyway, what were we just talking about?
Episode of film.
Episode of film,
your
yeah.
Episode, and you're explaining why. It was your favorite.
Yeah, because it was, like, I guess when you have an idea and you want
to
see it.
And it
happen,
comes to life.
Yeah, and it comes to life and stuff like that. And it didn't exactly go how I planned it.
Never does.
But it still worked. I did, like, even though I wasn't a part of it, my favorite episode to watch was the two men.
Great episode.
I love your edit. I'm
great
not
episode.
Lie.
Great episode.
Yeah, I need my lover girl.
Forever girl.
Hold on, real quick. Speaking of that line, Frank, they told me in there, Brownie and I think it was Devin, told me that took Frank like 40 takes to finally do it right.
I'm looking for my forever girl.
Bro, I had just got there and it took me like 30 times just to open the door and say, hey, where's Troy?
Hey, y'all see Troy live, bro?
Oh, my God. That one, the behind the scenes little clips that you guys have done, we didn't get to talk about that on Coos. Those are awesome. Those are Appreciate really that. Good. The fucking yeah. you Fire fucked idea. Up brownie.
I like fucked up.
I know. That's why I was reaching.
Wait, man.
You fucked up, Brownie.
I did want to dive into, since you're like into the photography and videography Skies. Realm, did you see yourself ever wanting to get in front of the camera instead of being behind it, like acting?
Yes and no. Honestly, with the show, it has kind of made me want to like branch off and do kind of my own thing.
I got to show you someone that you remind me of, an actor. We started talking about acting, bro. Hold on.
That dude. From Scary Movie.
Bro, Anthony oh Anderson. My god. Bro. Oh my god.
That's wild. That's wild.
Like, it just hit me, bro. Like, the whole time we've been filming over the last few months, I'm like, this dude looks like someone I know, bro.
You don't know this nigga.
Well, now you know what I'm saying, bro. Like, someone that's in my memory.
That's wild.
Is he, isn't funny. It Kevin Hart that's like his best friend in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's more than that. But anyways, you need to rewatch Scary
I haven't
Movie,
watched
my
it.
Buddy.
I never watched it.
No, but anyways, like getting in front of the camera, you know, like coming out your shell more.
What yeah, man, because low-key I'm a little, anybody that knows me knows that, like, I'm not loud. I'm loud if I'm drunk.
Oh, okay. Drunk, I thought you were gonna say if you need to be, but like
yeah, and if I need valid. To be shit like that too. Like I'm not a quiet person.
No, yeah.
I'm not gonna let shit slide either. But like at the party we met at, bro. Mm-hmm. Like I just kinda walked in. You see me, I didn't really say much to nobody. I said what's up to like a couple people. Shit, bro, when you walked up to me, I was like,
looked at me up and down and I was like, you be playing 2K with me. And he's like, I don't play 2K. I got him mixed up with Nico, another guy that runs 2K with us sometimes. And then I go, but you're Kuz's friend, right? You're on who? And I'm like, I'm Siren. And he's like, oh, shit. That was the first time we met. We had just talked in, like, group chat.
Yeah, yeah.
For a little bit. That was
about
it.
I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm be.
But then you were chill. Like, yeah. You like, then you
It
smiled.
Takes a minute,
like,
bro.
Oh.
I got the wall. Yeah, yeah. I got the walls up, man. I don't be talking to people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm starting to get like that. I used to not be like that, but I'm starting. I feel like it comes with, like, getting older.
Gotten older, the quieter I've gotten.
Just mind my
like,
business.
Huh?
Just mind my business.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I just feel like being the quietest one in the room, you learn a lot.
You learn a lot.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think we can come down to the quick hitters
yeah.
right now. If you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life.
It's so fucking hard.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, if
yeah.
you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life, what song is that going to be?
I don't think we've ever asked somebody this question, because this is crazy.
Well, no, we usually ask the artist what's their favorite song.
Yeah,
but
for
he's never made a song.
Yeah.
We got to get you on a song for one of the episodes.
Yeah,
like
just for
funny.
Something. Yeah, get you in the booth.
I ain't going to lie, bro.
Actually,
since being in the studio, I kind of want
You think you'll be rapping, or you think you sing?
I don't know. That's a good question,
bro.
I don't know.
I'll be honest. You'll go in there thinking
no.
you're going to rap, and then you hear that auto-tune, and you're like, hold on.
I got something
but
that
see,
I
want
to do.
But see, that's what I think would happen, too, low-key, but yeah. I've never been in a booth.
I got something that I want him to do, though.
What?
I want to do a Who Ate the Internet EP or album.
With
Who Ate the Mixtape?
With all
the that.
Cast.
The whole cast, and have him as, like, you know how Morgan Freeman narrated 21 Savage?
Bro,
like,
that'd be cool.
Him and X, like, go back and forth narrating.
Like how they did
shit,
that
bro.
Dave Chappelle shit
and
on Big Sean's
listen,
album?
So, we would do the songs, make the whole project tell a story,
mm-hmm.
and that whole soundtrack can be used in like a Who Ate the Movie.
That'd be cool.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
they did for
but
that's
a lot
MGK's
of work.
MGK's album a couple years ago. They did a
I
whole
think, yeah.
the famous one, the like the one
I
that,
know what you're talking
the
about.
Pop rock one,
yeah.
one, the first one. He did a whole album with Lil Huddy, and actually, I didn't know this when I watched it the first time. Found out more recently because I've seen it again. It was Sydney Sweeney was the lead girl. So, like, he had, like,
yeah.
upcoming actors in it.
Okay.
And stuff for his album. Each scene, like, it was a movie, but then there was fucking music videos. Like, he would go into a different room, and there's a music video
yeah.
going on.
Bro, I kind of like that when artists add, like, they have, like, actors and stuff like that in their music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Gorillaz,
it's
bro.
Dope,
there's
dude.
A video, Stylo.
There's
Bobby,
so, there's so
Bruce
many,
Willis in it.
There's
like,
so many dope wild. Cameos
yeah.
over the
yeah.
years. Like, one that just popped in my head was that dude from New Girl that was in, the Hot Shower music video. He plays the lawyer.
Bro, cameo of the year of 2024 was
Bruno Mars
and
Sexy Red. No, I'm just
no.
playing.
I was going to say Owen Wilson at Travis Scott.
That was fucking crazy. And then right after that, someone, it was Ben Stiller, did a snippet for SZA.
Mm.
Like, was rapping her lyrics. And I posted on Twitter. I was like, bro, if I see Kendrick Lamar and Vince Vaughn somewhere, like, in the next week, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, bro. We were not expecting that one. We were just in the middle of a pit. And it's just like.
And Owen Wilson's one of those ones where it's just like, hey. Like, yeah. Yeah. What up, bro, Owen?
Man, I'm not going to lie. Owen Wilson is, like, great actor. Love him as an actor. But, like. That movie, y'all remember that movie, Marley and Me?
Yeah.
Oh, was, my
we're
God.
We're about to get sad, bro. Real quick.
Oh, my
God. We went from what's your person, or what, if you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life, to Marley and
Me. Can I tell you why I'm saying it like that? I didn't have a dog when I watched it when I was younger.
I'm about to fuck you
and
up.
And I have a dog now. I have a dog now, so it hits different now. You know what I mean?
I'm about Tequila. To fuck you up.
Tequila. That's my dog's name. That's my dog's name is Tequila.
Once upon a time, bro, I was like 8. It was back when I was still living in Rufford and stuff. I had a dog. He was a beagle. His name was Banjo. I named him, right? Banjo died. Womp womp. But a week later.
I thought that was the end of the story. Just
Banjo died. Womp womp. That's why I laughed. It caught me off guard. I thought we were going to talk about like what you and Banjo did. Like, you
guys he was a great dog, bro. Go for walks. Like, used to take him for walks and stuff like that. Yeah, play fetch and everything like that.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. Great boy. Great boy. But listen, bro, he died, and then a week later, we go and see Marley and Me.
Oh.
I'm like 8, 9 years old.
You're someone traumatized,
bro. Can I be honest with you? It was a book before a movie. Someone should have warned you.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, like, we had no idea. My family had no idea.
Really?
Bro, my parents took us in there.
Oh,
no
my
fucking
God.
Idea.
Yeah, no, that's like the whole.
I think I found that out like a year or two after the movie came out.
No, I knew the dog died.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Going into
you're like, probably traumatized from that, dude, sitting
bro,
in the movie theater.
And then he does that. Owen Wilson does that fucking monologue where it's like, a dog doesn't give a fuck if you're poor. Rich, it doesn't care where you live. It doesn't care if you're homeless. It just wants your. And I was like, "Fuck, bro."
Yeah,
I remembered I had feelings that day.
I'm still just. I had a dog. He was a beagle. His name was Banjo. He died. That was the amount.
Rest
of
in peace to Banjo, man.
R.I.P. Banjo. Yeah. You got a picture?
Shout out, no, actually, I don't, bro. That's a weird thing about me. I don't have like a lot of pictures from my past, like at all, really.
Oh, you're mysterious.
Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse,
dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can start over whenever you want.
Sort of.
You know what I mean?
But like, to start over, you had to start somewhere, you know? And, like, if I didn't start anywhere, where am I starting over?
Damn! That's some quantum shit right there, man. Talking about? You should be teaching classes. You stay dropping.
Since I said he looked like that dude from Scary Movie, I have the perfect meme from Kevin Hart in that movie that would go perfect right after that. So what is your personal favorite song of all time? I want to keep it somewhat music-related, too, you know? I want to... This podcast have a little bit of music twist.
You gotta
into
have
it.
A music
personal right. Favorite song of all time, bro. I like.
Why don't you just do rap song? Favorite rap song of all time.
That's so. I don't really have a favorite, bro. I can't really say. I give you an album. Favorite album.
I think
I'm
that's
cool
one
with
of
that.
The questions.
Yeah, that is one of the questions.
Yeah,
but
we'll
I'm cool
do
with
that.
Like, damn. I said I could give you one and I can't.
That's wild.
But nah, actually, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Mm.
First, you don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It's a good album.
It's a classic.
I just think it's like.
Bro, I would.
People
like,
hype him up a little bit too much. That's just my
really?
Feeling. I felt
he's
that.
He's just a.
Can I be honest,
Drake
though? I felt that.
Laser.
I felt that before. I will agree.
Laser.
This is the thing.
I will agree. That's
I am a ginormous Drake guy. And I do think Drake, like, I think Drake had the better songs in the thing.
Ginormous.
But, like, we've talked about this too much. But I think I've thought that about Kendrick before. Like, I've always thought Cole was better than Kendrick.
Okay, I agree because I'm a huge J. Cole fan.
Cole is that dude.
But Kendrick is tough.
I'm like, not saying he's bad. Like, he's not bad. I'm not like he. Kendrick is definitely good. Like he's got like, don't get me wrong.
I think he's one of the
fucking
greatest rappers.
Fucking Damn is one of the my favorite. Like that would probably be in my top 10
album
rap
is,
albums for
that
sure.
That album is a classic too.
But like I do think he's hyped up a little bit too much. That's just my personal.
I just remember
his fans are like Taylor Swift fans. He's got Swifties, bro. He's got Beyonce fan. The Beehive, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. I play GNX at least once a day. I'm not gonna lie. The whole album.
Are you one of those?
Yeah, like, I am one of those. But I'm not like Kendrick Lamar, we're dying.
He's the king. It wasn't like you got mad. Like I said, I felt like he was a tiny bit overput, and you didn't like get mad at me, so you're not like one of the crazy ones.
No, but there's two songs off of GNX that I'm bumping still.
Are you excited for Halftime?
Yes.
That'll be cool.
Yes.
SZA, too? Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
I think that's going to be dope. About
SZA. I bet Drake's what? Messed about that. I'm not going to lie.
If Good Kid, Mad City's your favorite album. Well, you couldn't even give us one artist. I was going to say give me your top five artists.
Yeah, that's fine.
Top five artists?
Like your personal favorite top five artists.
Personal favorite?
They don't all have to be rappers.
Yeah, it can be anything.
They can also be groups.
Okay. So... in no particular order.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gorillaz. I love them.
Wait, did you say Glorilla?
No. Gorillaz.
Gorilla. Is that the
what's the like the EDM British man.
Type of?
No, they're like a
wait, who am I thinking
alternative
of?
Man.
It was just I was laughing at Glorilla. That was did you say Glorilla?
I was like, that's no. I was not expecting that.
I don't know. I'm not hip. To them.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not. So when I heard Gorillaz though. Yeah. Like I didn't hear Glorilla, so that's what made me laugh.
Yeah, man, the Gorillaz. I love the Gorillaz, man.
Where are they based? They're British?
Yeah.
You said? Wait, what time period?
Man, they've been making music since like the early 90s?
Oh, okay. So they check them out. Is that when they got big probably? It was like the 90s?
I would say like late 2000s was when they got big.
Really?
Yeah, they do a lot of music with, like, a lot of different kinds of people and stuff like that.
I feel like I know the name.
Is it spelled? How's it spelled, like, their name?
G-O.
Do they have, like, a super, super hit song?
Yes, bro. Like, you've heard a lot of these songs.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I know that name from somewhere.
You've heard some of these songs on TikTok because, like, they were similar.
Start typing in Glorilla. Is it spelled with a Z at the end?
Yeah.
Got it.
But, like, bro, they are a bot. For real, for real.
Okay, so we got... So we got them.
They got J. Cole.
Okay.
Look, like you've heard that song too, yeah, bro. And then,
I feel like I know it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those.
It's one of those.
I'm coming to the next one.
Well, like they got like that summertime.
It's like 2006, 2000. Oh, and then there's some of their newer shit up here too.
They got stuff with like Snoop and shit too, bro.
Oh, okay, really? Yeah, I'll check.
Let's be honest though. Who doesn't have Big Time Rush? That shit with Snoop.
That's. Damn,
that was a hit too, Brian.
Yeah, that song was so hard. He came in smooth as a motherfucker. He gave them like a $1.5 million verse on that shit. He came in my pedal
here.
Well, we got them too.
Who did I say? I said
Gorillaz, J. Cole.
Okay.
Juice WRLD, man.
Okay. R.I.P.
That dude, bro. I don't listen to his music anymore because it makes me very, very sad. But
you didn't listen to that last album, that like the
one.
Oh
no, I did. I played it, and I still smash it too.
How'd you feel,
man? I think they like.
I think they went about it wrong.
I liked it.
It was cool,
dude.
Was
I'm getting project. Sick of hearing. I'm like, cause like I'm one of those. Now I am one of those Juice WRLD fans. I'm like, I can't stand the fact that all their unreleased stuff, that like. When the unreleased stuff drops on like the studio albums, they change it completely.
Oh yeah,
and like the shit just doesn't sound the same.
It doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, it doesn't.
From when you first heard it, that's true. It's normal.
And then if like you're a SoundCloud rat, or if you got like some stuff like or stuff on Mega or anything like that, you know that stuff changes every once in a while. You go on there and the shit's gone.
Yeah, you're
like, bro, I can never hear this song again.
Facts.
So many one offs. Yeah, by him.
So we got them Cole, three.
Juice WRLD, Gorillaz.
And then the other, I say other two, but Kendrick, and then last one. Actually, take Kendrick off. I lied.
Okay.
Bob Marley.
Okay. Ooh.
And then Jimi Hendrix.
Ooh. Real quick, I wanted to hear your last two before I said this because I didn't want to get a rant on Juice WRLD. But I was one of those guys that kind of started to get sick of him right before he died because I had a lot of close friends that I was hanging out with all the time that were always playing Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
I would get so sick of it. Sean would always be playing Juice WRLD. So I got to a point where I was like, damn, bro, like, I don't even listen to this dude anymore. And then, like, after he passed, I went, like, listened to a lot of shit. And then if there was, like, an album that dropped after he passed, I would listen to it. And then I watched that documentary that they had.
That documentary
on HBO.
Was messed up, bro.
And yeah. The thing is with, bro, like, I don't think anyone realized how fucking good. Like, he was huge, don't get me wrong. But that dude would have been.
His actual talent, bro.
He just made it look so
easy. I feel like
so
people realized it, bro. It's just you can't like.
Like I'm talking like level of genius. Like
he made it look so easy, bro.
You can make an argument, and this is
the only person I know of that really did one takes for real, bro.
Facts. And someone, an old head that's gonna see. Not, I shouldn't say an old head, but a person that's like listened to like John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix, those people is gonna act like I'm an idiot with saying this. Juice WRLD belongs in those fucking conversations.
Yeah,
bro, I'm not gonna lie, like,
because he has a lasting effect. You're not wrong, bro. Yeah. And like, because I mean, bro, you still see Jimi Hendrix albums drop. Jimi Hendrix dropped the album, bro, it was a couple years ago.
He's been dead what, 50 years,
bro?
Do you think if he stayed alive longer that
he would
still
he would be that guy right now?
Yes, he would be.
I think he would be cool, but do you think he would have ever gotten like just like played out? Like
no,
I feel like at some point it would have dwindled down and his legacy wouldn't be what it is like compared to now. You get what I'm saying? Like
I mean,
it would have been oversaturated
Uzi,
at some point.
Do you think Uzi is played out?
That's
you get
a
what
good
I'm
argument.
You get what I'm saying?
That wasn't the best person to bring up because
really?
I hated his last album.
Really?
There
was a few songs I was.
I mean,
like,
it was. I like
maybe
that.
One in my opinion, and I'm a diehard Uzi guy. Like I'm one of those Uzi guys.
Okay.
And I hated it, so. I guess I get what you're saying, but at the same time, like, I also was that guy back in the day when people would bring up, and then when I say back in the day, I mean like a couple months, like a year ago, people would bring up like Tupac or Biggie in rap conversations, and I'm like, you can't like guess what they would have done. They were only around for like 3 years.
Same with Juice.
Exactly. That's what
and
I'm
that's
saying.
That's why their legacy is such.
But at the same time, you look at guys like, who were guys that were around that time that made it? Look at Snoop. Snoop's looked at as one of the biggest rappers ever to be anything. Like, and he's probably arguably the most well-known rapper of all time.
One of the richest.
To me, it's kind of one of those things of, like, would their competition have gotten as big, you know? Like,
yeah.
Would Uzi still be doing things if Juice WRLD was
right.
still out.
Bro, I miss Juice. He really was. Like, and it disappoints me so much that I didn't, like, appreciate what he was when he was there.
Bro, I missed out going to go see him in concert.
Me too.
Damn. He played at Eastern.
Yep.
You were about to go there too?
Chance went.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Bro,
that's where,
he played,
low key, I don't mean to cut you off. That's where Chance met his fiance, I believe.
That's crazy.
Or they were both there.
Yeah.
Like they were both
like
there,
yeah.
But they hadn't met yet.
My
like they
friend
both
was
went.
I was supposed to go with my friend. He's in, like, he was in the army and stuff like that. But he had got tickets. He was like, hey, bro, let's go see this dude. Let's go see this dude. And, like, the girl I was with at the time was like, nah, I don't want you to go. And so I was like,
damn, what?
Bro, I was, you know, at the time, simping. I was like, okay. And I didn't go. And then, like, then right after that, I became a huge fucking Juice WRLD fan.
Oh, he sucks.
And then motherfucker dies before I get to see him.
You got a girl behind the camera that loves to go to concerts from the sounds of it, so.
Yeah. No,
I missed out on X.
So we be going upgrade. We be going to a lot of stuff.
I missed out on X. That
me too, bro.
It was, I think, Masonic Temple I was going to go. It was X. And my mom found out, like, saw one
who
of his shows and stuff.
Look at me. Fucked up.
And
we're actually, low key, we're actually planning on going to go see Shorty Shorty. That's my favorite rapper.
Really?
Right now, Shorty Shorty.
Really? Okay.
All right, my personal favorite question. 5 dinner guests, dead or alive. You're having a dinner. You can have anyone. Doesn't have to just be musicians. Can be comedians.
Politicians,
actors, athletes, literally anything.
Family members.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, too.
Hmm.
Anybody.
Honestly, I would like, one, I would say I would like to meet the first person in my family. Like the person that we consider.
Like that kicked off your team?
That kicked it off.
Damn, I wonder, like.
You know what I mean?
Would it be like a caveman?
Not necessarily. I'm not even talking about like that far. But like at least with like the last name, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Okay.
where it like started at, okay. You know, at least here in America. You know
right.
I
mean? So like your family tree type.
Yeah.
I get you.
Like that first little family. Yeah. Bruce Lee.
Mm. That's a great answer.
We haven't heard that one.
My dad has hyped that probably dude up. Probably
wouldn't even understand him, but.
Oh, my. I feel like he was.
Oh, no, he did speak English.
Yeah. Like, he, like, kind of. That's where he made his money. I need to stop. That's where he made his money, for real, was doing the American movies. He did, really? Like, a movie with Kareem.
You ever watched The Crow?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Have you heard that story of what happened on The Crow?
Yeah.
Oh, are you not hip?
Mm-mm.
Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee's son.
His son.
Plays The Crow. And actually, that, you know, Sting from wrestling, mm-hmm. the white and black face paint, he got that from that movie. That's okay. How he got the idea of being up in the rafters with the white and black face paint.
Okay.
So they had a scene where, like, Brandon Lee's character gets shot, and it was with a prop gun. But I think it, what was it?
It was loaded.
It was a real gun that they put a fake bullet in, and it still shot him. Or it was, like, a fake gun that they put a real bullet in. Something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And Brandon Lee ended up getting shot and killed. Like
I have heard that story.
Yeah, and
it was like really early on. So like a lot of that movie was they did like CGI. And
yeah,
stuff like
damn.
That too.
Yeah, and that's
like
the movie
the that
like
kind of did that,
blew really? Him up. Yeah. Like he became like a household name after that. And he's
wow. like his
yeah.
first and only movie.
Wow.
And he was Bruce. And Bruce Lee died mysteriously yeah. too. They always talk about.
But wow. that was a good fucking movie though.
Oh,
like
facts.
The original. And
it's
then
creepy
that,
as shit.
Yeah.
But, so we got them too.
Yeah. Shit. I'll throw a Hooper in there. Jordan.
Okay.
You feel me? I don't know why. No particular reason. Just feel like having a Hooper.
No, that's dope. There. That's a good answer.
Shit. Get some.
I'm so excited.
I'm gonna say Osama bin Laden.
Whoa. This took a turn.
Yeah. I wanna
I apologize.
Listen.
You want to hear his side?
No, I don't want to hear it. No, actually, I don't want to hear his side. It takes skill to evade the U.S. government for as long as he did.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
You got to be pretty smart, right?
Exactly.
You having him bring anything?
He's got something to say.
Fuck no.
No.
You coming in your underwear, nigga.
I mean, it might have been
I don't
want to
see pause. Shit on you, bro.
The food
yeah,
might
have
been.
Yeah, pause, my bad. But, hey, I can't. He can't have nothing.
You're not going to have him bring anything? Like, anything to eat? Like, he had. Like he's a house guest. It might be the bomb. Okay, right. That was forced. I apologize. I thought
it was funny.
And then,
I appreciate it was funny.
Yeah. And then I would say probably the person I'm named after, Kofi Annan.
Okay.
So, like that. Person you're named after, Osama bin Laden, Michael Jordan.
His first relative.
Relative, and then who was the other one? We talked yeah. about it. Oh, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce Lee.
What a table.
Yeah, that is a phenomenal table.
What are y'all
table.
Eating?
Damn. What does a group like that eat?
Anything. Like,
no, it's up
legit,
to you. It's
whatever
your dinner.
You want
oh,
to pick.
Shit.
They're eating whatever you decide
yeah,
is on the
menu.
It's
prepared for them.
We getting some hot hibachi. You feel
mm.
That's a good answer. I fuck with that.
That's a good
I
answer.
Love hibachi. Hibachi's so fucking good.
I'm getting some hot hibachi.
So for the dinner, like, do you want it like where it's more... Oh, never mind.
Where are you going with this?
I was going to say, are you going to be like in the restaurant where they're like cooking up in front of you?
I feel like, yeah, have them do
that.
Is that
the vibe? Is that the vibe with all them?
That's valid.
All right.
And I'm like, and then if I get to pick the chef, it's going to be Gordon Ramsay.
Okay. Ooh, I think I said that on mine too, low key. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
but I think
you did say
Gordon
that.
Cooking something. Gordon, that dude.
Put that nigga to work.
Gordon is him, bro.
I feel like we touched on everything we really need to touch
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Do you have anything like upcoming that
you
want to give a shout out or anyone that you want to shout out? Like,
shout out who ate the internet
every yeah. Sunday.
Yes, sir. Every Sunday,
just like us.
Sunday.
Facts. Yeah, yeah, we are on Sunday.
Every Sunday, 8/7 Central. Shout out my girlfriend. Was here.
Live audience.
Right there. She's right there.
Yeah, that's about it, man.
Hell yeah.
Oh man, I love that it was like quick, just quick shout outs.
Well, I do appreciate you coming on.
Facts,
man.
Yeah, man.
And then shout out you actually for them BTS ideas, bro.
Huh?
Taking us places.
The BTS shit. So
the BTS
yeah.
stuff, man.
Those be making me laugh, dog. And that's what's cool because it's like the first, like, for a lot of people that don't know, originally I was supposed to be on Who Ate the Internet, and due to the shit that's going on with me, like health wise, I wasn't able to do that. So it's really cool because you guys are still my guys and stuff, but like for like the last 3 years, everything you've done, I've been a part of. Mm-hmm. Everything that Coos or Chance have done, I've been a part of. This I can really just like sit back and kind of watch, and they be making me laugh my ass off. So good.
Yeah,
job.
You don't see like the filming.
No,
but, yeah,
I, like, occasionally
you
I
just
might.
See what's going on the gram. Yeah,
yeah. The only one I was a part of was the podcast episode, and then whatever we do tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he is making an appearance in an episode tonight from a script that I
second episode, by the way. You were on the Who Ate the Podcast episode.
I am.
Who Ate the TAC podcast.
Yeah, no, in my script we needed one person that doesn't, he doesn't even have a line, but we need like someone that hasn't been in the show yet, and it's perfect that we're out here filming this right now.
This episode it might not be out yet.
No, we're not even gonna touch on it yet. Right, there's a whole other side to it. But yeah, this was fun.
Good episode.
Glad I got to get to know you on a little bit deeper level before, keep
this
moving
is
forward.
65?
Yep, episode
wild.
65.
Wild.
All right, with that being said, links will be in the description to them. Go follow them.
Peace out.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Go follow on Instagram.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week. Let's go film Who Ate the Internet. Peace out.
Wee-woo.